KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high around 50. Aside from a few jet contrails up there, upstairs, we have mostly sunny skies here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday evening approved an order to amend an 18-year-old agreement between the city and Cass County Public Safety Commission, Public Safety Communications Commission, Cass County 911, and Emergency Management Director Mike Cannon explained to the council that the amended agreement added a description of 28E and the word communication.
We basically updated the agreement to reflect what is going on currently. I didn't want to reinvent the wheel. I think it's a pretty good agreement. It's worked pretty good over the years.
The original agreement in the 1970s was updated in October of 1999 and hasn't been changed until now. Councilman Gerald Brink asked why Griswold and Anita weren't included in the agreement. Cannon said at one point in time when they updated the agreement, Griswold and Anita had their own police officers and therefore they didn't feel the need for representation on the board, and he disagreed with that assessment.
And to me it was, they had a lot of representation on the board for very little, in my mind, but that was their decision.
So Dodge County picked up their portion.
That is correct.
Only the city of Atlantic and Cass County are currently included in the agreement. Atlantic pays 23% of the cost. The County Board of Supervisors adopted changes to the agreement during their meeting a week ago Wednesday. Mayor Dave Jones said years ago the board talked about upping Atlantic's rate of contribution because of its population. But Jones said he won't allow the rate to be updated anytime soon, and then not until the other cities start contributing. In other business, the council approved a cleaning contract with Melissa Johnson for the remainder of the fiscal year 2018 at an annual cost of $23,400. $400. Johnson's bid for the services was the lowest of the three received by the city for the cleaning of the city hall, the library, and police department. A cleaning service was made necessary after the facility's maintenance manager's position was eliminated. City Administrator John Lund said going with a private company for the service will save the city about $38,400 per year. The council last night also approved the fiscal year 2017 Urban Renewal Report, which is a standard annual formality. The report is sent to the Iowa Department of Management. And Police Chief Dave Erickson presented his first department head report since becoming police chief in January. The mayor praised Erickson for how well an incident at the high school was handled Monday morning. Erickson said law enforcement and the school cooperated well, as expected.
Yeah, we knew what we had to do. And my officers went up there and we fell right into it and did exactly what we had. The high school up there was awesome, helping us out. And it just, everything just went by the numbers like it was supposed to.
Prior to adjourning for the night, the Atlantic City Council entered into a closed session to discuss with legal counsel matters related to the Atlantic Municipal Airport. Well, the annual grand lighting ceremony, sponsored by Cornerstone Landscaping and Precision Concrete Services, will take place this evening at 5 o'clock at the historic Rock Island Depot in downtown Atlantic. More than 200,000 lights are strung throughout the trees on Chestnut Street and in the city park to create a magical scene. Grand lighting kicks off at 5 p.m. with a free hot dog meal provided by Hy-Vee and complimentary water provided by the Atlantic Bottling Company. There will be free hot cocoa as well. Santa will make his special helicopter arrival, weather pending, and it looks like it's going to be pretty nice for tonight, at 5:30, and he'll turn on the lights and see the children in his cabin at the city park from 6 until 7:30 p.m. You can shop before and after the grand lighting ceremony and earn double stamps on your local Shop Local Passport card presented by First Whitney Bank. To find a list of participating locations downtown and more information about shopping in Atlantic, go to www.atlanticiowa.com. Officials at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic have announced that the facility has received a 2017 Performance Leadership Award from the Chartis Center for Rural Health and iVantage Health Analytics and the National Organization of State Office of Rural Health for overall excellence in two categories, quality and outcomes. The award recognizes that CCMH has performed among the top quartile of all rural hospitals in the nation. The awards were announced in conjunction with the National Rural Health Day, which is celebrated every year on the third Thursday in November. CEO Brett Altman said they're very pleased to receive the recognition of being in the top 25% over 2,200 rural hospitals in the country. He says this is a direct result of the outstanding team we have who make these quality and outcome measures a top priority with every patient, every time. The rankings are determined each year by using iVantage Health Analytics Hospital Strength Index, the industry's most comprehensive and objective assessment of rural hospital performance. In partnership with Nosori, the iVantage Health Analytics has developed a data-driven program designed to identify excellence across a broad spectrum of indicators relevant to hospital performance and patient care. The Hospital Strength Index captures performance metrics for all rural and critical access hospitals. Leveraging data from the public data sources, Index aggregates data from more than 50 individual metrics into three major categories and eight pillars to derive a single strength overall rating for each facility. Iowans are being encouraged to wear purple with a purpose today in order to raise awareness about what's considered the world's toughest form of cancer. Pancreatic cancer is the third leading cause of cancer death in Iowa and in the U.S. Melinda Thatch, volunteer for the Des Moines affiliate of the Pancreatic Cancer Action Network, says she strives to teach more people about the disease and how to spot it.
People need to be aware of their bodies and pay attention to these symptoms that are sometimes really vague. It can be a tummy ache in the front, can be a backache, it can be changes in stool, it can be things that can be attributed to lots of other things. But if someone is having it, all of those together, please see their doctor.
Other symptoms may include yellowing skin, weight loss, appetite loss, and a feeling of being full after only eating a little bit of food. Pancreatic cancer is typically seen as a death sentence, as 70% of those who are diagnosed die within a year. Still, Thatch says improved awareness may be helping to improve the odds.
The 5-year survival rate for pancreatic cancer rose this year to 9%, and that is amazing that it is rising after being steady for a long, long time. But it's the only major cancer in the single digits, and we need to do something to improve that.
The 5-year survival rate has increased by 1 percentage point in each of the last 3 years. Thatch, who lives in Ames, got involved as a volunteer after losing her mother to pancreatic cancer 13 days after she was diagnosed. Today is World Pancreatic Cancer Day, and the purpose is the designated, purple is the designated color for awareness of the disease.
We have people all across Iowa who are doing things to raise awareness, and wearing purple is just one of them. We have a girl at the Carlisle Middle School who lost her father to pancreatic cancer, and she's organizing a Wear Purple Day and having a photo booth with purple props so that people can have some fun with it, too.
An estimated 580 Iowans will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer this year, and 430 of them will die from it. Iowa smokers are being urged to try and quit just for today, at least, as part of the 40th annual Great American Smokeout, in hopes they may be able to quit for a week, a month, and for good. Brian Ortner, spokesman for the American Cancer Society, says giving up cigarettes and other tobacco products can bring almost immediate results in addition to the long-term improvements in your health.
Within 20 minutes, there's benefits to their body. Their heart rate and their blood pressure drop, which is a great thing, and it keeps going as you continue without that cigarette or that tobacco of the positives that happen.
It's often helpful for smokers to tell those around them they're trying to quit, but he says the important thing is to make the effort.
One of the keys to quitting the habit of smoking tobacco or even, you know, chewing tobacco is finding a date or making a plan that fits your need.
And if today isn't the day, he suggests setting a date to quit and sticking to it. Ortner says he quit on Christmas Eve 9 years ago and remains a non-smoker. The smokeout effort began as a statewide initiative in California in 1976 and went nationwide the following year. And Ortner said we've seen 4 decades of progress.
There's been dramatic changes, obviously, in the way the public views tobacco advertising and its use. And now many places are smoke-free because of the efforts of this campaign and of others all across the country.
Lung cancer is Iowa's top cancer killer. There were more than 2,400 new lung cancer cases diagnosed in Iowa last year and nearly 1,800 deaths. You can find out more at www.cancer.org/smokeout. And finally, in state news, a group of lawmakers tasked with evaluating Iowa's response to the opioid epidemic will miss a deadline for completing a report offering findings and recommendations. The 6-member Opioid Epidemic Evaluation Study Committee was supposed to deliver opioids to report to Governor Kim Reynolds and lawmakers by yesterday, but the report wasn't available. Representative David Heaton, a Republican from Mount Pleasant and committee co-chair, says the nonpartisan legislative services agency was supposed to write a report based on a 2-day committee hearing last month at which professionals discussed opioids. The co-chairs were then supposed to review a draft, and that hadn't happened as of Wednesday. An LSA official blamed the delay on staffing limitations. A House Republican aide says the report will ultimately include committee recommendations that go beyond that 2-day meeting. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.